you can apply this model for larger areas, for example, for the entire North Slope of Alaska, and describe the impact of roads on permafrost, and both impact of roads and also impact of changing climate. So that's kind of new thing that's make this paper very different from typical engineering calculations or modeling for specific infrastructure.
If there's more warming or more effects from the warming than expected, should people be alarmed about things like the pipeline or other highways that might be degrading because of that?
Well, definitely they do. And for a long time, it was opinion that permafrost on the North Slope of Alaska is cold and stable, and you shouldn't worry about anything. So this paper shows that it's not exactly true. Even in already present climate, which is of course much warmer than it was, 20 or 30 years ago, when most of this engineering opinion was formed about the North Slope of Alaska. So it shows that even now, already by now, the warming of climate is so substantial that even at some locations, the thawing of permafrost could start around these highways. Now, another example, the sewer and water pipes in the villages on the North Slope of Alaska along the coast. Again, engineers were under impression that you can bury these pipelines in the ground and permafrost will be still stable, will be okay. But Point Lay right now, it's a small village on the coast, they experience huge problems with that, because they follow the recommendations of engineers and they just buried these pipes, and now it's a mess, I would say. It's a huge problem for the village.
Is one of the lessons from this that you just can't build that kind of infrastructure in permafrost areas, or that you just have to do it differently?
You have to do it differently. Yes, you have to do it differently. The roads, there's still lots of research is going on right now, but there is still not kind of universal good recipe how to build road on permafrost without impacting it so much that you will have to spend lots of money to maintain the road in good conditions. For pipes, like I mentioned, this situation with pipes, for places like Point Lay, where permafrost is very, very ice rich, it is impossible to expect that buried pipelines will continue to function properly. There is no way to do it. The solution, what used in Russia, for example, in villages and even in the bigger cities on permafrost, all pipes are going above the ground. Of course, it looks ugly. Of course, it's aesthetically it's not great, but it is a solution. And of course, you still have to spend some energy or some engineering measures to not to allow water to freeze. That's another thing. So you have to do good thermal insulation. In general, there is some engineering solutions, but they may be prohibitively too expensive to use them in many cases.